Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. God isn't done with 2022 because he isn't done with you yet. I'm a bit emotional as I write this final piece for the year. And as we finish this trying year of 2022, the importance of tradition has never been made clearer. Tradition grounds us in God's eternal and unchanging truths. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Many of us are ready to leave this year behind, ready to forget 2022. But can I suggest we do something different? Instead of forgetting, I want you to remember and reflect on all that God has done in and through you in the last 12 months. I want to reflect and ponder personally on what I've done well, and not so well. What were my wins? What were my fails? Be honest. Seriously, we can't do our best job of moving forward, creating a new future, a new year, without completing this year. That includes an assessment of the facts and living plan to enlarge our territory. 1 Chronicles 4:10. Move the stakes. Improve across all fronts by asking, I know what he has shown us. We are the hands and feet of God, making the pages of Scripture come alive. But what does the Lord require of you now? To act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly before our God. Micah 6:8. Many of you faced a difficult year, but you didn't give up on your relationship with God, God's church, or God's people, and continued to show his unending love to those in need. I also know that some did digress. They lost their traditions of church and gathering with other Christians and fell off of their relationships with Christ. They grew lukewarm in the struggle. But God is a God of second chances. I know God must be good in math because the number of second chances he's given me is higher than I can count. So as 2022 comes to a close, I ask you to take a moment and see the good that God has done. I want us to take a hard look in the mirror and listen, and really listen to what the Lord would say to us about us. All of us have some repenting to do. We need to begin by humbling ourselves before God in prayer. But we have also been faithful in some small things too. Satan doesn't win this war of shoulda, coulda, because we've read the final chapter. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. We win. Let's answer these questions and complete 2022 before moving forward. Write it down, please. Would the child you were be proud of the man or woman you are? If you could, what would you work on right now? What is your favorite excuse? Why are you still using it? When was the last time you astonished yourself or were proud of you? Who are the 5 people you spend the most time with? Are they increasing you or holding you back? If you're not the you you're proud of, then who are you going to be? And as this season of miracles ends, and there were many, and the hope of a new year lays ahead, I'm asking you to pray that he would reveal his will for you and your family. Don't be nonchalant about it. Press in for you, for your church, and your small group for the year to come. Write them down. Don't lose the lessons, the spankings, or the blessings. And then share them with someone. Maybe your honesty and humility will help them out of their own quicksand. God bless you all. And I pray you make it a Jesus-filled year.